Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. It is the 963rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to begin with a Mishnah, right on top of the Yomud. That's going to continue the halachas of Ones and Mefata. We are going to have the last daf in Perek Elu Nairis that will deal with admission of a Mefata. For that matter, the Gemara will tell us also an Ones. If an individual admits that he raped or seduced, so then in such a case, he'll be potter from knas, but he will pay boshes ufgam. The Gemara then will analyze the sugya of knas, and that will take us to a very famous sugya in Bava Kama, and that is how we look at palga niska, when a tam gores, and he pays chatzi nezek. Palga niska in Lashon of Aramaic, is that considered knas or mama? The simple application of the difference between whether something is called a fine or is a monetary chiyuv, knas being a fine, is if an individual admits. In general, modi b'knas is going to be patur. The conclusion of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph will deal with the halachos of tam. And in fact, most of daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Ksubis is really bava kama in yanim with the halachos of Chatzi Nezek Knas, and we will conclude with a very important set of halachas in regards to Tfisa. What happens if someone is entitled to money or believes that he's entitled to money, but Bezdin doesn't award him? Is he allowed to grab? So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Top line, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Anaya Mishnah, a new Mishnah. Ha'imer Pititi as Bitek Shel Pliny. An individual admits that he seduced the daughter of someone. So, of course, we know that for Pitui, the Chiyuv is Chamishim Shekel. Mishalim Voishes of Kamal Piatzmai. Due to his admission, as the Mishnayis before described, that any embarrassment and any type of devaluing of the girl, he has to pay as well, aside from Knas. And if he admits, he has to pay that as well. However, Ve'im Mishalim Knas, he does not pay the 50 Shekel. Rashi says on the second line from the top, Above the Kama Nafkala Maidi B'Knas Potem Asher Yeshiun Elohim. Prat Lamar Shias Atzmai, a very important Gemara in Ayin Hey Amid Aleph Above Kama, that says that it's only Asher Yashiun Elohim when Bezdin, Elohim there means Bezdin, is Mechayiv someone a Knas, is he going to be Chayiv? However, if he's Mar Shias Atzmai, if he admits, then he's not going to be Chayiv. Similarly, continues the Bishop three lines from the top, Ha'imir Ganafti, a person says, I stole. Mishalim Misakar Pi Atzmai, Ve'im Mishalim Tashlume Kefa, Tashlume Above Chamisha. He pays the principal value, however, the halacha is that a ganav needs to pay double, tashlume kefal. He does not pay that on his own admission, nor if he slaughtered or sold the animal, which the Torah Kedosh tells the Pashas Mishpatim, that he has to pay four or five times the amount. He doesn't pay that if he admits on his own volition. Hamis shayri es ploini, oy shayri shel ploini, my ox gored someone else, or my ox gored someone else's ox. In other words, either Reuven admits that his ox gored another human being, or it gored another ox, then he's going to have to pay. Rashi tells us, based on the analysis of the Gemara, that if, God forbid, the individual, the human being, is killed by the goring of the ox, there's a chiyuv of kofar that was raised. We have the concept of kofar on daf Lamed Zayin. So here we have the concept of kofar, and the chidush over here of kofar is that kufra is mamona, is not looked at as a knas, but is looked at as a chiyu of money, and therefore if he admits, he's admitting to a financial obligation, and prat limarshias atzmo does not apply. If he admits that his ox gored the slave of somebody else, so there the chiyu of is if the slave is killed, he pays shloshim shekel to the master, so that is clearly knas. Ein mishalim al piatzma. Zeh klal. Kol mishalim yoyser amashi izik ein mishalim al piatzma. The rule of thumb is, if the payment is not for the principal, but more than what he damaged, so then in such a case, his admission is not going to be mechayiv him, because a knas, upon one's admission, is potter moda b'knas, is potter. Rashi points out that in Eved you pay 30 shekel whether he's
worth that amount or not. So that's a sign that it's a knas. Analyzes the Gemara of Elisni on Nasti. Why do we say a case where he admits that he seduced? What about if he admits to he raped? Answers the Gemara. Loi mi boi kamar. Loi mi boi anasti. Deloi ka pogimla. Dimishalim boi shesuf gam al piatzmoi. Not only a case of where he admits to rape. So then in such a case, the pigam is not as large as the case of Mefuta. That's how Rashi explains. Nevertheless, the halacha is that he pays boshes of gam. Avo petiti de kapogim la, there the pigam is greater. In other words, presumably because this woman showed weakness in contrast to a woman who was raped, that was entirely against her volition. Avo petiti de kapogim la ema lo mishalma piatso. I would think that maybe it's already in the realm of knas. Kamash malon. Our Mishnah comes along to tell us that the halach is he's still going to be chayiv, and the Gemara points out that our Mishnah is not consistent with the Tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. The Sanya we learned that Bryce Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Shimon ben Yehuda called the name of Shimon. Af boshes of kam ein mishal miatzmoi. Even boshes of kam he doesn't pay on his own admission. Lo kol ein menu sheyifkoim bitoi. Shall plainly. Will not allow someone to spread a rumor like that, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv even for the pgam. I'm going to papa la baye nicha la ledida. On the one hand, it's good for her because at the end of the day, she's going to make money for it. My, why are you concerned? Dilma lo nicha le lavia. Her father will not want her to have that reputation. Nichalei lavia. Maybe her father wanted it because of the money. Mai dilmalo nichalu lebnei mishpacha. What are you going to say? Maybe the mishpacha will find it embarrassing. Nichalu lebnei mishpacha. What happens if the mishpacha is okay because they're making money from it? Mai, what would the halacha be in such a case? Says Abaye. Even if the B'nai Mishpacha seem that they're okay with it, there's somebody out there that will be embarrassed from the statement that their relative was a Mefuta, and it will create Pagam in the Mishpacha, and therefore the individual who alleges that he did it, we don't believe him, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon. So we have machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tana of our Mishnah, whether a person's mishalim pegam al piatzmo. We also learned in our Mishnah, Oimer ganafti mishalim es hakeren, someone who says he stole, then he pays the keren, but he doesn't pay the kefil. The Gemara now asks a very important question that appears in Bava Kama Tezvav Amin Aleph. Itmar, how do we look at the parasha of Tam, a shar, an ox that gored, if he's only gored his first time, he hasn't gored three times, then he pays only half of the damages. Says the Gemara, palganiska, half of the damage, or if papa amar palganiska mamona, we look at it as being a financial obligation. If that would be so then in such a case, when one is moda, that is shar gored, then he pays half of the damages because Moda b'mamon is chayif. Moda b'knas is going to be patra. Funabreg Yeshua amar palganiska knasa. He has says that we look at it as knas and he's patra. Pop amar palganiska mamona kasavar sam shvarim lav b'cheska shimur kaimi. The reason why Rapapa says that's mamon is because in general an ox is not something that one could assume is guardable. And therefore, there's a responsibility of the owner to watch him. Ubedin hu de mishalim kulei. And really, you should pay all of it. V'rachmanu de chayis ala ilave. The Torah, though, has mercy on the owner of the ox, even though he should have watched it better, that maybe he didn't anticipate this. Akati lo iayatura. Because his shor had never been testified as a damager. We didn't know that he was a damager. While Rav Huna bred Yeshua, Merpaganiska Knasa, he says we view it as a Knas, Kasavar, because he holds Stam Shor Mecheska Shimur Kami, Ubedinu Duloli Shalim Klaut. Really, all oxen are generally watched. In other words, we don't have to assume that they're going to damage. And really, the owner is not culpable at all. He wasn't negligent. Nevertheless, Rachmanu de Kansei, but the Torah gives a knas keicha de nitrei l'tori, because we want people to guard their animals. The Gemara now gives us a simen for the upcoming sugyas.
they're referred to as Simen, Hezek, Ma, Vehemis, Klal. It's not. We learn in a Mishnah there in Bava Kama on Yudalad, Hanizik, Ma, Mazik, Bitashlumen. The Nizik and the Mazik both are involved in the Tashlumen. Each of them lose out. What does that mean? That the Nizik loses out that he has to pay half. The Mazik only gets half when it comes to Tam. Bishlam Lamandar Palganiskam Mona Hainu the Shaykh Nizik Bitashum. I understand where we say that the Nizik loses out. If you're gonna say it's a Chiyuv Mamon, really he should pay, the Mazik should pay everything. So Nizik is connected to this loss of Tashlumen. El Lamandar Palganiska Knasa, Hashtu the Lavdi Deka Shakal Bitashlumen. He say now that he's not entitled to this money, really the Nizik shouldn't get anything. But the Torah levied a knas, so we're going to say that he's connected to this tashlumen, that he's not getting a full tashlumen. Says the Gemara, lo nitzrecha, no, you have to reread that Mishnah in Bava Kama, Yud Dalet Amud Beis, el pchas nevela, the depreciation of the carcass. Now this is a complicated cheshba that Rashi takes us through beautifully. Rashi in Dibar HaMaskel, lo nitzrecha, lo pchas nevela, says, hadik tani nizik bitashlumen. The Gemara's teretz is as follows. This that we say that the Nizik also loses in the Tashlumen, lav bepalga dikashavikamar. We're not talking about the half that he doesn't get. Ela bahu palga niska nami dikani le rachmana mafsid kol pchas shepichsa nevela. He loses vis-a-vis the depreciation of his animal, which is now a carcass, midemes, from the moment it died. Bishas Misa Ashas Hamada Bedin. From the moment that it was killed by the other animal until Hamada Bedin. That what? What's the loss? Shashamin Esanavela Kamahiyafa Kamahiyafa Hashar Bechayov. Number one, we assess the Nevela by analyzing how much the ox was worth alive. Vikamoy Sanavela Yafa Bishas Misa, and how much the Nevela was at the time the animal was killed. So let's say the animal was worth 500 and its carcass is only worth 50. So then you do 500 minus 50, which is 450, and you divide that 450 in half. Avol Masha Huzlan Demei Nevela Mishas Misa Ad Shas Mechira. But from the time of Misa till Mechira, Ein Amazik Mishalim Klum. The fact that the carcass has now depreciated from 50 to 40, that is not taken into account. And that's learned out from a pasuk. So the Gemara answers that that's what it means when we say that it's shayich to the nizik. Lo nitzuchal pchas nevela. Asks the Gemara, pchas nevela, back into Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom, tanina. Didn't we learn that case already? Tashlumei nezek. Melame shabaylim mitaplim binevela. We learned that the baylim take care of the nevela, in other words, it's their loss in the interim. Answers the Gemara, no, we need a separate mishmar for that as well. Chad b'tam v'chad b'mud. One's talking about a tam, one by a mud. Utsricha, and I need both cases. Diashmin and tam, if we would only say a case of tam, mishum da'kati lo yayit, there the halacha is that we won't take into account the depreciation of the carcass because there hasn't been a testimony. Aval mud yayit emaloi, but mud, where there's already been a testimony that this animal is a gorer. In other words, now we're talking about the mazik. In the case of a tam, the owner of the mazik didn't even know that his animal is a gorer. So then, on the pchas nevela, we're not going to be so tough on him. That will forego. But a muad, we will be tough on him. V'yashmin, says the Gemara on the first wide line, Mishum de kamishalim kule. That's only in a case of where he pays everything that we don't take into account. Pchas nevel. Aval tam emolo tzricha. But tam might have been different because he doesn't even pay. The mazik doesn't even pay for the whole value. So then we would think that he should pay for the pchas nevela. And the chiddush over here is that in both cases you don't pay for the pchas nevela. Now the Gemara goes back to its original shaila of whether we look at palga niska as knas or mamon tashma abad meitam lamud shatam mishalim chatzin nezik migufo. The Mishnah in Moed in Bava Kama tells us that a tam, when it pays half the nezik, it pays it from the value of the carcass itself. Rashi explains the only amount of damages paid is from the carcass itself. So in our dramatic case, of the $50 carcass, what would come out is by a tam, even though the damage is over $200, but since the carcass is only worth $50, that's the most that the nizik is going to get. Chatzi nezik comes dafka migufo. Umuad mishali nezik shol min aliyah. But a muad has to pay from the best land as well. That's what the Mishnah says. Deduces the Gemara v'loktani, and it does not mention shatam in a mishal mepiatzmo muad mishal mal piatzmo. When the Mishnah discusses the differences between tam and muad, it doesn't mention that, as we mentioned above, if palganiska is knas, so then if he'd be moda, he'd be potter. If palganiska is mamon, then if he's moda, he's chayiv. The fact that the Mishnah does not say that tam, if he's moda, is going to be potter, seems to indicate that palganiska is mamona. Answers the Gemara, Tana Vishur. The Tana taught it, but he taught some things and left over others. In other words, when we say he taught it, he taught the differences between tam and muad, but he didn't always mention all the differences. We've had this in the past, the concept of Tana Vishir. Asks the Gemara what it always asks after the Gemara, we answer Tana Vishir. My Shir, the High Shir. Why did he specifically leave out this case of Moda Bechetzi Nezik, Moda Betam, that he's Potter? Because he felt that he didn't need to give an exhaustive list. So what is, asks the Gemara, my shir, the high shir, what is another example of something that he left out that seems to indicate that he didn't give an exhausted list? Answers the Gemara, shir chatzi kofer. He didn't mention chatzi kofer. Another difference between tam and muad is, of course, we mentioned before, that an animal that's a muad that kills a person pays kofer. A tam that kills a muad does not pay chatzi kofer. Says the Gemara, im mishum chatzi kofer lav shiura hu. If you're going to discuss chatzi kofer, that is not considered significant to be left over. Why? Because when it comes to chatzi kofer, that's subject to a dispute. Hamani Reb Yossi Aglilihu. You could say that the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it, going on to Amud Beis, is because we're going to follow the opinion of Reb Yossi Aglili, the Amar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofer. Reb Yossi Aglili actually holds that Tam does pay Chatzi Kofer. So you don't have a terutz for our diuk from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah does not mention Moda Be Chatzi Nezek, that is Potur. Tashma. The Gemara now goes to another proof that Chatzi Nezek is Mamun. Tashma Heim is Shoyri Es Ploini. In a case of where a person admits that his Shar killed a person, O Shorosh Aponi, or another ox, Harezi Mishal Ma Piatzmoi, he has to pay on his own admission, My Lav Bitam. Why would we not say that it's talking about a tam, and even though he admits, he's still chayiv? Lo b'muad, says the Gemara. No, we're talking about a muad. Aval b'tam mai. And what are you going to say with the halach of tam? Einu mishalim al piatzmai, that he doesn't pay based on his own admission. Asks the Gemara, the Tani Sefer, but the Sefer says, Avdo shel ploni, einu mishalim al piatzmai. It also gives a case of when you admit that you're potter. Here, of course, we're reiterating many of the halachas we learned on our Mishnah on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Niflog v'nisne bidida, if you're right that the halacha is that tam, you're going to be pater if you admit, then why don't we differentiate within the Mishnah itself? Bamedvar mur memut, aval tam eina mishalim al piatzmo, that a tam does not have to pay. Answers the Gemara, kula b'muad kamari. It's such a good question, we have to say that our entire Mishnah is only talking about a muad. The Gemara pushes off that raya if we say our Mishnah is entirely talking about muad. Tashma. We also learned in our Mishnah, Zaklal, kol mishalim yesa mashehizik, einu mishalim el piatzmo, if the amount that one has to pay is larger than the amount of damage, then that's a sign of knas. If it's a sign of knas, we learned in our Mishnah, moda b'knas is patur. Deduces the Gemara, pachas mashehizik mishalim el piatzmo. It says only more than you damaged, then it's considered knas. But less, you would pay. Why? Must be because palganiska is mamayimna. Says Gemara, lo tema, hapachos v'mashizik. Don't read it that it's less than he was mazik. Ela ema, hakama shehizik, mishalma piatzmo. The inference should not be, as we had just met, less is Mishalim, but rather the amount. If he's moda to that amount, kama shizik. Aval pachos mai, but what are you saying? Unless, ainu Mishalim al pi atzmo. That's what the Mishnah is bringing about. So then listening, it should say it more clearly then. It should, the lashon our Mishnah should be, asks the Gemara, is there a klal kol shein Mishalim? Kama shizik, ainu Mishalim al pi atzmo. Dimashma pachos, umashma yotzer. The statement should be, if you're not paying the amount you damaged, then you're going to be potter if you admit. And that would indicate, even for Palganiska, that you'd be potter, because Palganiska is knas. And the fact that it doesn't mention that, and it says it in the way of kol mishalim yeser al mash, is an emphasis on yeser, is mashma that Palganiska is going to be chayiv because it's mammon. Says the Gemara to Yufta, that is a strong kasha. V'hilchasa, now the Gemara says something really cryptic, Palganiska knasa, and we pass in Chatzinezik is knas. Asks the Gemara, this is not the only time the Gemara does this. To Yufta Vilchasa, nothing makes sense right now. You asked the Balam Kasha from the Lashon Mishnah that proved that Palganiska is Mamona, and then the next sentence you said that Chatzinezik is knas. In answers the Gemara, yes. Time of my Isosiv, Mishum Delok Tani Kama Shehizik. The reason why we rejected it is because of the language Yeser al Mash Shehizik, and it doesn't say Kama Shehizik Lo Psikalei. And the reason why it doesn't say that is because that would have the wrong connotation, despite the fact that the Halacha is Chatzinezik is Knas. Why? Kiva Deika Chatzinezik Tzroiris, since the Halacha is that if an animal kicks a pebble, and the pebble goes and damages, the Halacha is Dehilchasa Gemirila, that there's halacha Moshe Mishinai, that he only pays half of the chiyuv. Rashi explains it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, that is not consistent with other Dinei Torah, because the general rule is that regel is going to be potter birishus harabim, and since the Mishnah does not want to preclude the halacha of someone who admits to chatzinezik tzroros that he's chayiv, so we can't say because that's not true, that even if a person would admit to chatzinezik tzroros, dimimonahu, it's a chi of mamon, and therefore you cannot preclude chatzinezik knas, even though the halachi is, the chatzinezik knas is also going to be potter. Mishum hachi loktani. And that's why the lashon of our Mishnah is strange. Strange in the sense that our Mishnah might have given us the impression that Moda b'chatzinezek is going to be potter. Really, we pask in chatzinezek, Palganiska is knas. V'hashtad amr Palganiska knas. And now that we've said that chatzinezek is knas, so then the Gemara applies this. Hai kalbo da'ochel imri, a dog that ate sheep, v'shinura da'ochel tarnigula, and a cat that ate a rooster, a large rooster. So these are animals that are larger than them, mishunahu, that is not normal, v'lo magbinim bebavel, and since it's chatzinezek knas, we don't collect it in bavel. This is a very, very important rule, and that is that dayanim who are not smuchim cannot collect knas. And therefore, since we've passed chatzinezek is knas, then we don't collect it in bavel. Avo zutre urchehu magbinan. But if it's small, if it's a small animal, then it could be collected. And the Gemara concludes, v'itafas, but even in the case of chatzinezek knas, like the example that we just had above, the case of Mishuna, a dog eating a larger sheep, or, for that matter, tam, if the nizik goes and grabs in bavel, mo lo mafkina mine, we don't take it out of his hand. This is gepaskind in Shulchan Aruch. And if he says, I want to take you to Eretz Yisrael, and there I'll be able to collect, because in those days there were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, then you could take him. And if he doesn't come, so then you could put him into cherem and force him from a social angle to give up. Either way, we do put him in the cheirim until he does something else. Gamrina le'salek hezekecha, remove your damaged, your animal that's a damager from your property. Midr Rabbi Nassan, Desanya Rabbi Nassan, Omer Nayin Shlo Yigadel Odom Kelev Rab B'Saych. Beis Rabbi Nassan taught that a person should not raise a wild dog in his house. V'lo Yamid Sulam Ru'ua B'Saych Beiso, and should not hold on to a broken ladder that people could fall off. Shenemar V'loy Sosim Dobim B'Veisecha, you shall not place blood in your house. So outside of the Chiyuv of Tashlumin, we would put the person in Cheirim to remove his damaging possessions that are damaging to others. Tosis concludes that this halacha that you could be tofes when it comes to knas is only the animal itself, the animal that's mazik itself. However, argues Rabbeinu Tam, it seems not like Rashi, that you can't be tofes any of his belongings, because what's going to happen is we're going to create a society of vigilantism. And therefore, Tosas, in contrast to Rashi, limits, the scope of Tfisa. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. We'll begin Be'ezar Hashem, the new Perek, Mitzocha to complete Perek Elunaris together, and looking forward to continue to the march, Be'ezar Hashem, of our 1,000th Daf, Be'ezar Hashem together, beginning Perek Nairash and Ispatita. This concludes Daf Mem Aleph.